This shouldn't be a thing. And as always, if you have a thing that should not be, send it to Jane and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, because we want to hear from you. You can send us topics for stories, people to reach out to. This shouldn't be a thing. Make sure this shouldn't be a thing is more lighthearted. We don't want to, we're not going super deep on things on this one. We want to have some good times before we sign off. But today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing comes courtesy of the independent.co.uk. This is the It's Okay to Laugh edition. The headline reads as such: Top UK comedy club bans audience members with Botox after, quote, numerous complaints. So as we all know, Botox is injected into your, well, into many places on your body, but when it's injected into your face, it limits the mobility of emotion, if you will. Smiling, frowning, laughing, crying, your face has more of a stony feel to it if you get real deep into it. And apparently, at the Top Secret Comedy Club, who hosts some of the biggest names in comedy, such as Jack Whitehall, Amy Schumer, and a guy named Dave Chappelle, who I guess is funny, they're getting complaints from the acts. They're getting complaints, Calvin, from the comics, because they see audience members with Botox injections and they're not laughing. Some would ask the question, are you funny in the first place? But no, these are world-class comedians. And it says, in a drastic move, those with Botox will be unable to see similar stars live at the London venues after stand-up acts shared their concerns that audience members with the frozen faces aren't reacting to their jokes. This is a real article, by the way. This is not The Onion. The owner, he said it was a last resort decision because, and this is real, I mean, I own a venue. And if your venue has a bad reputation, people aren't going to come perform there. And if comics are saying people aren't laughing, they're not going to come perform there. So this venue owner said, all right, if you have Botox and you can't laugh, then you can't come to the show, which that's a limbo that I don't want to hopefully ever deal with. But then we don't really deal with a lot of Botox in the Milwaukee area. Calvin, what do you think about that?
It seems like it's being incredibly hard to enforce.
Yeah.
But also, I'm kind of surprised that this is like, this sounds like a very LA problem.
Yes.
And this is a London club. So I find that kind of funny.
The owner says our incredibly talented comedians are fed up with performing to reactionless faces. Again, are they funny though? I've had numerous complaints from performers who find it increasingly challenging to gauge audience engagement and bounce off their reactions. Comedy thrives on connection, and facial expressions play a huge part. We want people to laugh, cry, frown, sneer, but frozen faces from Botox impacts the entire atmosphere. I get where you're coming from, but as someone who stood on many stages of many sizes, look somewhere else then. Look somewhere else. I know it's hard when they're not laughing at you, you're fixated on them, but if they have a face full of Botox and you know that, give them a sign then. Give them a little paddle. Be like, you're funny. Snap finger, clap hands, or just go through your mouth that you can't open up because you have no emotions left because your face is stuffed full of Botox. And that, Calvin, is another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.